Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learn Daf Kof Lamed Beis and Masechta Baba Basra. Some of the topics we learned about include the continuation in the halacha of Akesiv Kanochas of Le'ishtoi Lo Asa El Apachapa. If a Shchimera, a dying person, assigned all his assets to his wife, the matana is not effective, and she merely becomes the manager of the assets for the heirs because Le'niskavan El Alasais Apachapa Kadei Sheikhalku Laban of Kavit. His intention was merely to appoint her to manage the estate so that her sons will give her the proper respect. The question of Bebari Heich. If a healthy person assigned all his assets to his wife, is the matana effective or she merely becomes an apotropos? Kol nechasav achrayin l'ksubasa. All the properties of the husband are mortgaged to the wife's ksuba. Therefore, the husband's debtor cannot collect a debt from the properties that the wife accepted for ksuba. The machlik is regarding kasav kol nechasav l'ishtoi v'yatsa alav shtar chayv. If a person assigned all his assets to his wife, can the husband's debtor collect a debt from these assets? The discussion regarding Azlina Basar Umduna, whether Bezdin considers the intent of people in general. The Mishnah Masechta is Peya, HaKoisim Nechasav Levana, B'Kasav Le'ishtoi Karka Kalshu of the Ksubasa. If a dying person assigned all his assets to his sons, and he also assigned even a small parcel of land to his wife, she cannot collect her Ksuba from all the other assets, because she was Meichel, she relinquished her rights to these assets. The question of Bebari Heich, if a healthy person assigned all his assets to his sons and only a small parcel to his wife, was she Meichel her Ksuba rights or not?